back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there are three Republican congressmen who are now facing ethics complaints. Doesn't surprise me. You could pick out any three of them, but this is remarkably stupid on their part. Three Republican congressmen are facing ethics complaints because they violated federal law that required disclosure of stock transactions, securities. And these are the three of them. Senator Tommy Tuberville, of Alabama. He's the guy that beat Jeff Sessions. He beat Jeff Sessions in that primary down there because Trump hated Sessions because Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. Trump went in there and got Tommy Tuberville in. Tommy Tuberville is the coach at Auburn, football coach. He also then, after Auburn, went into a some sort of a financial partnership with another guy who ended up being convicted of securities fraud. Tommy said his defense was, I didn't know what was going on. They said, well, you're a half owner and a partner, aren't you? Yeah. But, you know, that's not my thing. Basically, I'm too stupid to have known my partner was committing securities fraud. And he wiggled out. And then he went to the U.S. Senate. Well, now he's violated the transparency law. He failed to disclose, along with Representative Pat Fallon of Texas and Republican, and Representative Blake Moore of Utah, all three Republicans, disclosed millions of dollars of stock trades. You know, they should get more than just an ethics complaint for that, frankly. Why do they have to disclose it in Congress? Because they have inside information. If you're on the Banking Committee or the Ways and Means Committee and a banking regulation comes up or some tax proposal comes up, you know what that's going to do is it's either going to help or hurt banks or various financial companies. And when it is disclosed in the Wall Street Journal, which it hasn't been yet because you're still discussing it in committee, that stock will go up or down as a result. Now, if you wait to trade when it's public, you know, then you're like everybody else. But when you have that information, let's say that there are 16 people on the committee and you know it's going to come out of the committee 9-7. You basically know it. You've counted the votes. You either go and buy a lot of that stock or you short that stock. Or if you own it, you sell it, depending on whether it's going to help or hurt the companies you want. Make a lot of money. If you look at the portfolios, and scholars have done this, of all congressmen going back decades, they do a lot better than the average investor. And they don't know a lot more than the average investor. They know one thing, though. They know what's liable to be reported out of committees and out of the Congress before everybody else does. So three Republicans, Tommy Tuberville, senator from Alabama, Pat Fallon, Republican Texas, Blake Moore, Republican Utah, all violated the transparency law, facing ethics complaints for failure to disclose millions of dollars of stock trades. That is a breach of their fiduciary duty. Do you think that anybody in Alabama, Texas, or Utah is going to run against them in a primary and knock them off on that issue? I hope so, but I'm not holding my breath. Do you think a Democrat could beat them in one of those three areas? Probably not. Do people care? Do people care that members of Congress have plenty of information and that they don't disclose, in this case, what their stock transactions were, millions of dollars? Very sad, very bad, very, very sad, and very, very bad. One good development, Joe Biden has just announced that all federal workers, and by the way, the federal government employs 4 million employees, 4 million, biggest employer in the country. All federal workers have to be vaccinated or tested, masked, and social distance with restrictions on travel if they don't get vaccinated. Here's the way he's doing it. It's very clever. At this point, he has not imposed a requirement that they all be vaccinated or be fired. He's permitted to do that. Department of Justice issued an opinion saying that employer can do that, but so far, he's done it in a very clever way. Get vaccinated and everything's cool. If you don't get vaccinated, you can be tested once or twice a week, straw in your nose. You'll have to wear a mask, social distance. We're going to restrict your travel. Well, people may say, well, you know, I don't want to get vaccinated, but, you know, do I want to straw in my nose twice a week? And do I have to wear a mask all around the office all the time and social distance and can't travel? And if I bust any of those things, I'll get written up. Nah, maybe I should get vaccinated. He's also, this is a great idea. He's also proposed all the cities and counties and everywhere in the country that they offer $100 to anyone who's not vaccinated who agrees to get vaccinated. $100. That's an amount that'd be well worth spending. And there are some people who are going to do it. And everybody who gets vaccinated contributes to herd immunity. It's a great thing. Very, very smart. Very, very smart. Joe is taking the lead on vaccinations, and I'm very, very glad to see it. Very, very glad to see it. So good for him. And the $100 is interesting. We should do that here. We should absolutely do that here. Absolutely do that here. Go to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Yeah, of course, I know in the show. Hey, yesterday's Wisconsin State Journal, Thursday, July 29th, they have Afghanistan article by this Kathy Gannon, Associated U.S. NATO article on page A5. Real good about the money spent. You know, the good, the bad. It was could have done differently and some of the Afghan officials, but I just recommend someone, if you get an overall of how that went, and maybe it was not a catastrophic, you know, F up. So maybe check that out. But that's all. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, a good point. Yeah, and thanks for giving that to our attention. The other thing is, when it comes to Afghanistan, we were caught in between a rock and a hard place. George W. Bush basically orchestrating that invasion of Iraq under false pretenses. You know, he said it had weapons of mass destruction. It didn't. The inspectors hadn't finished their work. He went in to goose up his poll ratings. That was right around when it came out that he'd been using cocaine when he, up until the year 1980, and he was sinking like a stone. So he starts a war with Iraq. That forced the Sunnis out of Iraq, because Iraq is a majority Shiite country run by Sunnis, and they became ISIS and murdered Christians all through there and murdered them in Iraq. Then Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden hit out. So they went in, Obama did, to get Osama bin Laden. We've been in there 20 years, that's too long. It's a lot of money that was spent, all precipitated because George W. Bush started a fake war to get his ratings up. However, I think that Biden is doing the right thing. The problem is the culture over there is depraved. They're wolves. They'll murder their women, the Taliban. Any woman, they'll murder them. They'll actually kill them for going to school, for showing their ankles, that kind of thing. You can't protect a society from its own culture, but you can actually bomb them and drone them and make sure that they no longer commit terrorism against the United States or any of our allies and support the Afghan government. I'm coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, my good friend. Great show at 5 p.m. Great evening program, great weekend programming. Cherry on the Sunday is Pizza Box Mike, thinking outside the pizza box. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.